couple of things to discuss with you today, Joanne. The first has to do with wood pellets, which are very popular as a fuel over in Europe. Not so much here in the United States, but that's created an interesting situation where we're actually exporting a lot of wood pellets over to Europe. And some scientists took a look at the impact that wood pellets have on the environment, say, in comparison to coal.
Right. Well, coal, being an ancient source of carbon, you know, it took a long time to make coal. There's a lot of carbon in it, but then when you burn it, you release a lot more CO2. So it's very powerful in terms of producing heat and energy, but it also releases a lot of CO2. And they have discovered that using younger biomass, like these wood pellets, releases less CO2. But then the question is, wait, if we are producing these pellets where we have to use some machinery and some other fuel in order to make those compressed pellets, and then shipping them, is that really helping our environment at all? Is this reducing CO2, or are we just adding to it? So that was an interesting question, because it is a question. Are we adding to the CO2 in the atmosphere by doing all these extra things, or does it even out?
Yeah, and the researchers found that actually, even with everything else going on with those wood pellets, the production, the transportation, everything else, that they are still better for the environment and by quite a wide margin.
Yeah, so they discovered that even by the time there is some forest cut down, and the manufacturing process and the shipping, that it was indeed a lot less. Right now, in the UK and Europe, they are subsidizing plants to burn this biomass rather than coal. So things could probably change in about 10 to 12 years when those subsidies run out.
Yeah, and that study was co-written by Madhu Khanna with the College of ACES here on the University of Illinois campus. Another interesting study here fairly recently was a meta-analysis. Before we get into the specific study, let's talk about a meta-analysis, because it looks like what these researchers did, Joanne, was kind of take a lot of research that was already kind of out there and kind of bring it all together.
Right. So a meta-analysis is a great way to look at all the studies that have been done on a particular topic. So they comb the literature for the particular topic they're interested in. And in this one, they're looking at psychobehavioral influences of Chinese therapies on patients with cancer in China. So the meta-analysis is a much better method than what we call cherry picking, which is just to look for the ones that suit your belief about a topic. And of course, that's not good science.
No, it's not. By the way, I should mention that Keith Kelly, a professor emeritus in pathology at the University of Illinois, co-wrote this meta-analysis. And what they were looking at, as Joanne mentioned, the quality of life for Chinese cancer patients. So certainly not a cure for cancer. We're not talking about anything like that, but just making cancer patients' quality of life just better as they try to deal with the disease.
Right. So they were looking at, a lot of cancer patients are suffering. They have pain, they have anxiety, they have insomnia. So do any of these medicines or treatments or activities help alleviate some of those negative side effects of having cancer?
And it looks like the consensus was that these traditional methods do aid in that. So that's, I think, something to keep in mind as people try and deal with that disease.
That's right. I think it's great that they did this study, because then it opens the doors for further study of how is this happening? Because this study did not answer that at all. It just looked at the studies and says, well, it looks like these things do help.
Joanne, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.